Hello friends, welcome to Viz School once again. We are on chapter 9. After understanding the evolution, the basic concepts, principles, the insurance business environment, the risk management, insurance documentation, underwriting, and in the previous two chapters, we saw the basic products in insurance policies. We also saw the special products in insurance policies. Now we are perfectly set for this chapter, wherein we will understand how policy servicing happens, how claims are settled, what is the procedure for servicing a policy, whenever a claim is lodged, what type of documents are to be submitted, what is the essence of this policy servicing, how frauds can be prevented. If at all the insured is having any grievance, then where should he raise his grievance? What if the insurance company does not listen to his grievance? Is there an higher authority? All the answers to these questions will be obtained from this very important chapter. We can consider this chapter is more on the administrative side than the marketing side. The basic objective of this chapter is to understand the importance of settlement of genuine claims, prevention of insurance frauds and other malpractices, and also to put in an effective grievance redressal machinery. It will also help us to understand on what basis, especially the settlement ratio, claim settlement ratio will help any prospect to decide whether to actually buy an insurance policy from insurance company or not. We'll also learn who all are entitled to lodge a claim under different circumstances, especially in case of a death claim. The question arises as to who is entitled to lodge a claim. So we will understand all this in this chapter. Insurance policies are serviced and claims settled based on the contract of insurance. So this is what we understood right from the first chapter. When we talk insurance as a contract, on one side, the insured promises to pay the premium. On the other side, the insurer promises to make good the loss if the insured risk has actually given a loss to the insured. An insurer is obliged to make payment of the claim amount due to a loss of the asset to the insured if the insured has kept the policy alive by timely payment of premium, and if the insured has followed the proper procedure for lodging a claim with the insurance company. Life insurance claims are paid on maturity or on untimely death of the insured. So it can be your survival claims or it can be your death claims. In case of general insurance, the insurer has to indemnify the loss on happening of the events against which the insurance is made. So, in case of a general insurance, we already know the actual value of the asset that is insured, and once the loss actually happens, insurance company makes good the loss up to the value so that the person enjoys the asset as it was before the loss. So that is what is the principle of indemnity in case of general insurance. However, in case of life insurance, the claim is based on the sum assured. So this is what we can find it from the insurance policy. In all types of claims, whether it is life or non-life, insured dependents have to submit the claim form along with necessary documents, that too within the time limit. There is a prescribed time limit, there is a prescribed process. All this can be understood when the insurance company sends you the insurance policy. The claim made by the insurance company is generally paid through electronic means. Most popular one is the NEFT into the bank accounts, and it can also come through RTGS if the payment is above rupees 2 lakhs. So this ensures immediate and effective payment and avoids the delay and corrupt practices in the claim settlement. Now when we talk about life insurance claim, there can be three types of claims: maturity claims, death claims, rider claims. Maturity claims, especially during the survival of the insured; death claims, to the nominee of the insured after the death of the actual person who has bought the insurance, and rider claims if the insured has decided to buy some additional covers in the form of riders to its main life insurance policy. It can be critical illness, it can be accident claim, based on which rider the insured has chosen to have in its policy. Now let us understand the actual process of how to make a claim in a life policy. So life policy, we saw there are three types of claims: maturity claims, death claims, and rider claims. So the first one, let us understand what is the process for making a claim on maturity of the policy. First things first, insurer needs sends intimation to the insured at least 2 to 3 months in advance. So insurer has computerized records, so based on the records, it makes an advance intimation to the insured so that the insured is ready with whatever submissions he has to make so that the payout happens at the right time. Insured is required to sign the discharge voucher having a signature witness, sent by the insurer, and send it back to insured. Again, this process can vary from insurance company to insurance company. If all the documents are in order, insurer will process the claim and make the payment within the time norms established by RDA. And here again, the payment will happen through your electronic mode, NEFT, RTGS, based on the amount. The nominee, assignee, close relative, agent has to send a claim intimation to the insurer at the earliest. This is the first step in case of claim on death of the insured, because the insurance company has to be kept in the loop by first intimating them about the untimely death. And once this intimation is done, the second step would be to produce all the required documents to the insurer, especially whatever is required for settling the claim. When the insurer is informed about the untimely death of the insured, the claim intimation to the insurer should state the date, place, and cause of the death. Now, what are the documents that need to be submitted along with the claim form in case of claim on death of the insured? The claim amount will be paid only after submission of the required documents by the insurer, such as duly filled claim form sent by the insurer, certificate of death, policy document. If nomination is not made, then the legal heads, legal document to prove their claim. If assignment is made, that is when the insured has taken a loan against the insurance policy, then the deed of assignment, discharge voucher, duly signed and witnessed, this can be obtained from the insurance company, and any other document that is required by the insurer, such as police report, postmortem report in case of certain scenarios in which the death has occurred. Let us come to the third claim, that is a rider claim. Rider claims can have provisions of accidental rider, critical illness rider, waiver of premium rider, in case of children plan, etc., etc. What is the process? The claimant has to follow the intimation and the process of submission of documents to the insurer based on the type of claim. So the first things first, intimate the insurer, submit a claim form along with all the required documents. The proceeding may be different for different rider claims. However, once the intimation is sent to the insurer, all the procedures prescribed by the insurer are to be followed. Let us move to the health claim. We have seen in the previous chapters, health claim can be done on cashless basis as well as on reimbursement basis if the insured takes treatment in non-network hospitals. Again, such claims can be directly raised to the insurer or to the third party administrator appointed by the insurer. So insurer or the TPA makes payment of medical bills directly to the hospital on insured's behalf in case of a cashless basis after following a specific procedure. Most important requirements for claiming cashless basis is the insured has to take treatment at a network hospital of the insurer, so that insurer can directly settle the bills with its hospitals empaneled. Secondly, insured has to take prior authorization of the insurer to avail treatment in the network. Once admitted to the network hospital, insured has to send an intimation to the insurer or third party so that you have completed the procedure and then automatically, as soon as the bills are raised, that TPA or the insurer will settle the bills. Claims on reimbursement basis, especially when the insurer takes treatment in a non-network hospital, he will have to first intimate the insurer or the TPA, take treatment, spend or make all the expenses on his own, and after the expenses are incurred, after he is discharged from the hospital, then he has to submit all the bills, prescriptions, discharge certificate and other required documents to the insurer or the third party administrator in the prescribed form for claim processing and getting reimbursement. If everything is order, insurance company will make the payment directly to the insured who has actually spent money from his pocket. Let us go to the next claim, that is property claim. Loss to property can happen due to various reasons such as fire or a flood or even a burglary. Inform the insurer immediately about the loss and take pictures of the damage caused to the property. This becomes a very important evidence to prove what level of damage has happened. In case of theft or burglary, inform the police and get a police report. Make a detailed list of the valuable assets lost with the property. Insurance company will actually send a surveyor to assess the loss, so cooperate with the insurance surveyor to assess the loss, because your claim amount will be based on what the assessment has been made by the surveyor. So your surveyor should know all details about your property as well as the quantum of loss that has happened. Loss to the property can happen, and based on that the circumstances will also be different, so the surveyor should be made aware of all of them. In case of a fire, keep a newspaper cutting covering the fire in the property, because whenever some things happen nearby, it comes in the local newspaper, so make a cutting out of it, keep with you. Also, if there is a fire brigade, then get a fire brigade report also, which has taken care to extinguish that fire. In case of a flood, storm, cyclone, etc., keep a report of the meteorological department, because definitely there will be reports of such thing coming. So that also become a very handy evidence. Submit the duly filled claim form along with all the required documents based on the loss to the property to the insurer. So insurer will process all the claims, insurer will verify all the documents that have been submitted, and if everything is order, it will make the payment within the time norms prescribed by the IRDA. Next, we look at the claim in case of a motor vehicle. Vehicle insurance is available for loss due to fire, accident, flood, landslides, theft, malicious damage, riots, and other aspects or perils, basically under two heads. We have seen in India, the third party liability insurance is compulsory, is mandated by the Motor Vehicles Act. So whenever there is a third party liability arising, that is damage to someone else's property or injury to someone else's property, then the Motor Vehicle Act mandates every vehicle owner to have a third party liability cover, so that the affected party can get compensated for the loss created by your vehicle. We also have a comprehensive package wherein it not only covers loss to the third party, but it also covers damage to your own property. So damage to your own property as well as someone else's property can be covered. It not only covers damage to the property, but it also covers injury to self and someone else. So personal accident provisions also covered in the comprehensive package, which can also cover the driver who drives the car. Now, when we talk about this type of policy, based on the type of policy that you care, that you take, based on that, the insurance claim would be settled. Now let us come to the first type of claim, that is a third party claim. What is the procedure? The first step has to be done is inform the nearest police station as well as the insurer, so both are informed about the damage. Submit the claim form along with all the required documents, such as the FIR from the police, the driving license copy, the RC copy, insurance policy copy, and all other details that are required by the insurer. Insurer will process and actually make the payment of the claim within the prescribed norms if all the documents that are required are submitted to the insurance company. In case of own damage claim, inform the police as well as the insurer. So this remains a common step. However, you have to take a surveyor's report copy from the surveyor, which is sent by the insurer to inspect the damage caused to your property or the injury cost. After the survey report, take permission from the insurer to move away the vehicle from the accident site to the nearest garage for repair. Because this is very important, the surveyor has to inspect the property. If you move away, then the surveyor may not be able to understand what type of damage has been caused, and he may not be able to recommend what type of repairs are to be done. So only after the surveyor's report, take the permission from the insurer to move the vehicle from the accident site to the nearest garage for repair. Once again, the claim can be cashless or reimbursement. For cashless claims, insurer will directly pay for repairs. For reimbursement, you'll have to first make the payment and then claim reimbursement based on the bills or vouchers that are produced to the insurance company. In case of own damage claim, for claims on reimbursement basis, submit a claim form along with all the required documents. Insurer will process the claim and make the payment within the time prescribed by IRDA. In case of injury to self due to someone else's vehicle, obtain the insurance detail of the vehicle and submit all the required papers to the insurer along with the claim form. Then the insurer will process the claim and make the payment within the time prescribed by IRDA. Now we come to the third type of claim, which can be a theft claim. Inform the police and insurer immediately. Once again, this step is common. Insurer will again have to send a surveyor or investigator for preparing a report. Obtain the police report and submit the claim form along with necessary documents to the insurer so that the insurer is able to identify what exactly the damage has happened and the theft has happened. Insurer will process the claim and make the payment within the stipulated period by IRDA and be ready with all the requirements as per the policy documents, because insurer may ask certain documents which will have to be produced after obtaining it for settling the claim. Now let us look at yet another claim, which we call it as travel insurance. Travel insurance is essential to cover risk due to loss or delay for delay in check-in baggages, hospitalization, personal accident or liability, theft of loss, passport, hijack, missed flight, etc. There can be various reasons, because when you are on travel, you've had to suffer loss for various reasons. So what is the possibility of reimbursement? What type of claim has to be raised? All this can be obtained from the travel policy. So read the travel policy carefully, and the claim form has to be filled and submission for the and submitted to the insurance company. Procedure may vary depending on the type of loss, but as soon as the loss happens, report the matter to the customer care center number provided by the insurer, so that insurer customer care center can guide you about the next steps, because this loss can happen when you are in our country as well as you are abroad. So the customer care center will tell you the specific persons who needs to be intimated as well as reports to be obtained from certain authority. Keep a copy of the travel tickets, boarding pass, endorsements on passport, receipts of valuable items you carry, as well as a visa indicating the proof of travel for submitting along with the claim form to the insurer. Collect all the evidencing documents from the travel carrier related to the baggage loss, delay in receiving baggage, theft, hijack, missed flights, etc. Because the insurer will require some document to understand what type of loss it is. Whenever the documents are to be produced from the authorities, you have to take it. You should not just say that your claim would be passed with the absence of any documents. Wherever possible, documents can be collected. And the best way of understanding this is reading the insurance policy, contacting the call center, and getting to know what all documents are to be submitted and what would be the process for lodging your claim. In all cases of hospitalization, inform the insurer about the nearest hospital and the treatment required. Check if any network hospital is having a tie-up with the insurer, and what is the procedure that has to be done if you want to take your treatment from non-network hospital. Based on that, your cashless claim or reimbursement claim will arise. If your baggage is stolen or there is a theft of your property or injury due to an accident, inform the police and take the report for submission to the insurer. If you have to take reimbursement, then file the claim at the earliest in the proper form to the insurance company along with the required documents. So this is how the insurance company will look at your claim and make the payment based on the documents submitted within the prescribed time. Now we have seen the different types of claims, but we have been always saying that the claim has to be as per the procedure. You need to submit right documents, you need to submit it within the timeline. But then if you fail to do that, and the insurance company will have reasons to reject. Insurance is a contract, and both the insurer and insured has to follow terms and conditions. Insured has to submit file all the documents required to the insurer and give it to the insurer along with the claim form within the prescribed time. If it is not done, then the insurer may delay or even reject the claim because it amounts to a breach of the contract. So when insurance company is going to settle, it is established that as per the contract, the insured has to submit all the documents along with the claim form within the prescribed timeline. However, just by taking some pretext or the other for some silly reasons, if the insurance company keeps on rejecting the claims, then the trust on the insurance company won't be there. And hence, to take care to protect the interests of the insured, IRDA has advised insurers that genuine claims should not be rejected just for some contractual conditions. Instead, the insurer should have a sound mechanism to honor the spirit of insurance claims and reject claims only and only on sound logic and valid grounds, so that the insured also understands that just for not complying with a major condition, the claim has got rejected and the insurance company has not rejected the claim for some silly reasons. Next important concept in this policy servicing is a claim settlement ratio. Because whenever a prospect is trying to find an insurance company, he should not just go at the glamour, he should not just go at the attractive feature, because the main point for him would be how well the claims are settled. And how well the claims are settled by the insurance company can be actually seen from the claim settlement ratio of the insurance company. Claim settlement ratio is an important indicator to decide how much efficient the insurer is in settling the claims rate by the insured. A higher claim settlement ratio builds confidence, means most of the claims have been settled, and whoever wants to buy an insurance policy, there are high chances of his claim also getting settled with higher probability. And this builds a sort of confidence, trust in the minds of the prospects or the insured. Insured should give more importance to the claim settlement ratio of the insurer than the attractive features or higher profitability or some marketing gimmick of the insurance company. Now, after understanding this claim settlement ratio, besides claim settlement ratio, the insured should also consider different factors such as cost of the premium, optional riders, the quality of service, the useful features and regulations of the brand. So this also helps him to understand the overall features of the insurance policy which he plans to buy from an insurance company. Now, there can be certain scenarios in which the policyholder may not pay his premiums and the policy might get lapsed. So how to revive such policy whenever the financial condition of the insured gets improved and he is able to again revive the policy and start paying the premium? As per the insurance contract, the insured is supposed to pay timely premium to the insurer. If there is a delay in the payment of premium beyond a prescribed period, then the policy becomes inactive and it amounts to a breach of contract, and the insurance company may not settle the claim once the policy has lapsed. However, to give some sort of a second chance to the insured, understanding the difficulties he has gone through, the insurance company may revive the policy within a permitted period if the policyholder complies with certain terms and conditions within the prescribed time as provided by the insurance company. So a lapsed policy can be revived within a permitted period by accepting certain terms and conditions imposed by the insurance company. Now, one important aspect of insurance is, like we say, the claim has to be lodged by the nominee or the claim has to be lodged by the insured. But what happens if the insured is not visible for a more than certain period, how do we know whether he is alive or he is dead? So there is a specific provision under Indian Evidence Act 1872, more specifically section 108. A person who has disappeared is presumed to be dead only if he has not been heard for 7 years by those who would naturally have been heard of him if he had been alive. So if a person is not heard for 7 years by those who would naturally have heard of him if he had been alive, then such person is presumed to be dead because he is disappeared and not visible to even those people who would have seen him at least once in a while. So in such cases, your claims can also be lodged with insurance company, but there has to be a procedure to be followed. And the procedure is you have to first lodge a claim with the police. The beneficiary of the policy should file an FIR with the police for the missing person with the police and get a non-traceable for 7 years report from the police. This report has to be lodged with the court for getting a court decree regarding the person is presumed to be dead. And once this court decree is actually made available for the beneficiary, then the beneficiary should submit this court decree to the insurer along with the claim form, and only then the insurance company would take steps to settle the claim. So this is a special scenario, especially when the policyholder is not seen or disappeared for a period of more than seven years. So this 108 section is very important whenever policy servicing has considered under section 108 of in Indian Evidence Act 1872, especially when the person has disappeared for 7 years or more. Now let us see who are the entities that are entitled to claim insurance benefits, and these entities will be differing based on the circumstances. Like if it is a normal claim, then obviously the first entity would be the insured person himself, especially for survival claims. In case of the death of the insured, then obviously the nominee, if there is a nomination made. In case the insured has taken loan, then the assignee, because the proceeds will have to be first taken for recovery of the loan which the insured has taken based on the insurance policy. In case of an insolvent, then receiver will be entitled. In case the insured has not made payment of his tax dues, then income tax officer, after following procedures of Income Tax Act 1961. And if the insured has not made any nomination but he has a will, then the executors and administrators would be entitled to lodge a claim. And finally, if there is no will or there is no nomination made, then the heirs and successors comes to the picture. But for large amounts, a succession certificate has to be obtained from the court by the legal heirs, especially in large claim amounts. For small claim amounts, the insurer may have specific terms and conditions, and they may ask the beneficiary to execute certain indemnity bonds and all. And based on that actual process that insurance company has, the legal heirs would be entitled for lodging the claim on that insurance policy. Now we come to the final part of this chapter, that is, if there are any grievances, how these grievances would be settled. So there is an institution set up by IRDA for protecting the interest of the policyholders. IRDA, Protection of Policyholders' Interest, Regulations 2017 has important provisions to be followed by the insurer to protect the rights and interests of the insured. So the first level of lodging any grievance is the insurance company itself. IRDA guidelines states that insurers are required to have effective grievance redressal mechanism to deal with the grievance of the insured, and all insurance company have to follow the IRDA guidelines on grievance redressal, on any other thing of forming a redressal system, that is grievance redressal system, appointing grievance officers. So all this has to be done as per the IRDA guidelines. IRDA has also set up an integrated grievance management system so that any aggrieved can directly lodge complaint with IRDA through this integrated grievance management system, and IRDA will directly take up the matter with insurance company. So the aggrieved insurance policyholder can register complaints, and IRDA in turn can monitor the grievance of the insured. IRDA has also set up grievance toll-free call centers, so anyone can call those centers, identify themselves, and register the complaints with IRDA, and subsequently IRDA will also monitor the grievance directly with the insured insurance company. Finally, if there is no impact even after lodging a claim with the insurance company, then the next step is to approach an insurance ombudsman. An aggrieved insured whose complaint is not addressed by the insurer can also file his complaint with the insurance ombudsman, and these ombudsmen are appointed by government under the Redressal of Public Grievances Rules 1998, and they have great powers to settle the disputes within a shorter time. The insurance ombudsman will take up the complaint for settlement through mediation within time-bound process with the insurance company. And if the insurance company does not cooperate, if the settlement doesn't work, then the ombudsman will dispose the complaint by passing the award within the prescribed time. And whatever the decision given by the ombudsman will have to be followed by the insurance company, and that's how the grievance of the insured would get settled in a positive way. Thank you.